With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. California will delay revoking the commercial driver's licenses of some 17,000 immigrants.
The state only sent out notices to invalidate the licenses after U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy pressured the state to make sure that immigrants who are in the country illegally are not granted the licenses. Now, California says it wants to hold off on revoking commercial driver's licenses to make sure that truckers and bus drivers who legally qualify can keep them.
Correspondent Donna Warder says the state reversed course after immigrant groups filed a lawsuit. The Transportation Department has been prioritizing the issue ever since a truck driver who was not authorized to be in the U.S. made an illegal U-turn and caused a crash in Florida that killed three people in August. Zoran Mandami officially becomes mayor of New York City at the stroke of midnight tonight, New Year 2026, with inaugural celebrations set to continue throughout New Year's Day. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist has two swearing-in ceremonies, one at midnight, which he's chosen to do with New York Attorney General Letitia James at the historic decommissioned Old City Hall subway station, then another bigger one in the afternoon on the steps of City Hall with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders. Mamdani is also hosting a free public block party outside City Hall to commemorate the start of his term. Julie Walker, New York.
Eight-time Grammy-nominated gospel singer Richard Smallwood has died at 77. His songs were recorded by artists such as Whitney Houston and Destiny's Child. Smallwood's music inspired many, including Chaka Khan, who praised his brilliance and his spirit. He began playing piano at age 5 and formed his first gospel group at age 11. One of his biggest hits was the song Total Praise. This is SRN News. Puerto Rico has approved a pro-life law. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, the Republican governor of the U.S. territory, has signed a measure that amends the civil code to read that, quote, every human being is a natural person, including the conceived child at any stage of gestation within the mother's womb. National Right to Life is cheering the new law, saying Puerto Rico's clear and courageous recognition of preborn babies as persons provides a powerful example for lawmakers throughout the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Muslim terrorist crisis in Burkina Faso doesn't get as much media attention as those playing out in larger African states, but local leaders say it's just as bad. One Christian clergyman in Burkina Faso reported that most believers are afraid to go out at night for fear of being targeted by Muslim gangs. But he tells aid to the church in need, the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. The key word is resilience, persevering in prayer, hope, and doing good. More on these stories at srnnews.com. The government declares a temporary truce in a high-profile immigration case. Ben Thomas reports.
In a court filing, the Trump administration states immigration officials do not plan to detain Kilmer Abrego Garcia again as long as the judge's order banning it stands. However, Immigration and Customs Enforcement did make clear it would detain Abrego Garcia if the order is lifted. The Salvadoran citizen's case has become a lightning rod in the immigration debate. Earlier this month, U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes questioned whether government officials could be trusted to follow court orders, barring them from taking Abrego Garcia into immigration custody or deporting him. I'm Ben Thomas.
Spanish newspaper Diario AS has reported that former Brazilian Real Madrid defender Robert Carlos has undergone heart surgery while in Brazil. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Bernie Bennett.